All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by The Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Thank you, Lisa. Shout out to everybody who reached out to Lisa Evans to ask for her opinion on coconut water. She loves it. Finds it delicious, nutritious. Wonderful. Warm day, cold day, Liam. Doesn't matter.
Coconut water.
Goes down smooth.
For you.
The drink for everyone.
Finds it satisfying.
The syrup lots of potassium. Of the day.
Gentlemen.
My microphone on? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Hey, we did this already, remember?
You were the one that, this is your job today.
I know, but I asked Dan to mic test me and he just goes.
I didn't hit it hard enough. So then I smoked it and that wasn't good enough either.
Are you good though over there?
I think we're looking good. I'll just talk. I'll play today.
Well, I also have the technology over here to turn you up. Which one are you?
I think it's just my microphone that's picking him up.
I think I'm mic 4. No, I'm mic 3.
I'll give you a little bump there.
Hello.
How's that?
It's my microphone. Yeah, that seems better.
All right.
Hey, what do we got?
Get a little tweak. For our friends at Wendy's, boy, we got a whole lot of show to get to today, so we might as well dive right into it. Of course, we start off with a delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's. There's only one thing sweeter than the taste of victory, and that's starting your day with a new Cinnabon pull-apart from Wendy's. There's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Survivor are matching up to give you weekly prizes all season long. This is your last week, I think.
It is. You have until Friday.
I want to know how you did over the course of the season. If you're listening to this right now and you played Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor, I want to know how you did. What's the furthest you made it? Our boy Gavin, did he not win twice?
Twice at least, yes. Might have won 3 times.
It's doable.
Remember that one time Liam was really close and then just forgot to put it in his...
Forgot to do it.
You could have won delicious prizes, Liam.
I don't even know what they are.
Hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, at least you know that heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon pull apart and a small coffee is a great choice no matter what. Mm-mm-mm. Sign up for Daily Faceoff Survivor today. Again, last week. Brought to you by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Download that. Get some points. Get some delicious foods inside your mouth. Good? Good. You can put it wherever you want, I suppose. Just go buy to Wendy's. Okay? Got it. Delicious debate. Are you ready, Liam? Are you ready, Dan?
I'm always born ready.
Excellent.
But you don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is because it's in my little coconut water right up here.
Swirling around.
The Oilers have 2 games remaining on the season. We have got the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow in their last game ever as a franchise.
Oh, wow.
That is on Wednesday, April 17th. On the 18th, Colorado Avalanche. a little back-to-back session here. The delicious debate, gentlemen, today, something to ponder, something to think about. Put your coach's caps on. How are you utilizing Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl over these final two games? How are you utilizing the dynamic duo?
Cautiously.
Nation Dan, what do you think? Do you sit him? Do you play him? Normal shifts? What do you got?
I am okay with continuing to sit him. We saw sitting the nuclear deterrence, both McDavid and Draisaitl. Saw it last night. McDavid showing no signs of worse for wear after missing two games himself. I think it's fine. I don't think that this team really wanted to win the Pacific Division.
It's not over yet.
But I'm of the opinion that you just rest them and you play for the playoffs now. I hear what you're saying, Novrik. It's not over until the Canucks win another game.
What day is it today? Tuesday?
Tuesday. So no, Vancouver's got two games left.
You can't
left.
Rest them.
They are 107.
You can't rest them that loud. They'll down to go a week without playing? That's not good. We're guessing next Monday is game one.
Sunday or Monday, probably, yep.
Monday is...
Monday.
Sounds like Monday.
Sounds like Monday.
That Oilers want it to be Monday.
Okay.
Because they have set five games in 7 days.
I'm betting Sunday.
That does make sense. I mean, like, what was it? 6-9 to wrap up this season. That's a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Liam? Sit him? Play him?
I was thinking about this. I think I would play them both against Arizona and just rest them for Colorado. Give the Mullet Arena fans something to cheer about. When all the Oilers fans are down there.
Yeah, give the Oilers fans that are like either going to the game or reselling for four times the ticket price.
Yeah, to look forward to. I would do that. And then I agree with Rick. I don't think you can just put them on the sidelines for a week, especially McDavid. Like Draisaitl is probably okay to do that because he hasn't just missed three games. So maybe you can give him a bit more of a break here. But I think you saw what they're kind of thinking last night when it was basically just a third and fourth line who rolled out for the third period.
They both played just over 15 minutes.
Well, the least was Connor Brown at 13:27.
I just meant the two, like,
Connor. Oh, I know. But yeah, the first was I think it was Nuge or Hyman who played 15:27. So they were like, basically everyone just rolled out, but I think I can see them both being out of the lineup for at least one of these next two games.
That means, well, I guess he pulled him out one. And if you pulled him out the same game and for both games, then nobody else gets to rest.
And also too, I guess.
Like there's a Nuge out there. There's a Hyman out there. We don't know where they're sitting at right now.
Just real quick, looking at the minutes, who played the most forward minutes last night was Warren Fogle.
There you go. 9-shot Fogle.
15 minutes and 57 seconds was your ice time leader up front.
Wow.
Then McDavid played 15:47 right after that. So
did he really?
Yeah.
Because I thought he only played one shift in the third period.
No, he's out there three or four times. I was watching.
He was barely out. Was I not?
I don't think so. Guess not.
I only noticed him really late because I had McDavid over 1.5 assists. I mean, a 9-2 game, you'd think he'd get a couple.
Well, that was part of the fun to me. Like, and I know we'll get to that eventually, but like, I was kind of chuckling to myself because I also had a couple of bets down on Connor last night. It's 8-1 and he didn't have an assist. I'm just like,
he should have had an assist 6 seconds into the damn game.
Yeah.
That should have been a Hyman goal. Like it was on the far end of where I was at. I thought it was a Hyman.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
I was fist pumping before.
You could just tell by the lack of reaction, I suppose, from the players, that it wasn't the 100th assist.
What I'm thinking back to the delicious debate for a second is I would have them both dressed for both games. 5-on-5 minutes, minimal. Give them a couple of twirls every now and then if you want to go. A couple of regular shifts here and there, then power play.
They didn't even get one last night.
No, they didn't get one, which crazy. I found interesting. It's like,
I actually didn't mind that
either.
I didn't mind it either.
I thought the refs handled the game very well. They, by no means did it get out of hand and they had to do a lot, but
it wasn't even close.
They were like, icings that were kind, if it was a close game, would have been called. They just like waved them off. Like offsides were very loose. Get this thing over with. And I think that was actually, not to get too far, like good for them just to like, let's
well,
get
I mean, like,
what are we going to learn from this game?
The San Jose Sharks are just terrible. Like, as much as I was having a good time watching them run the score up, like the last thing probably the refs want to be like, all right, number one power player rolling out there.
There were some really nice goals by the Oilers, though. There were some nice cross.
They did that
the CC goal, the Bouchard goal.
How about two tap-ins from Perry the defenseman?
Yeah. I couldn't believe CC. Bouchard, we've seen him do that a couple of times. Cody CC
driving the net.
Surprised.
Have you seen the crazy stat? Since the deadline, yeah. He's got as many 5-on-5 goals as Cooch.
CC and Brown both do. They're four.
It's That's pretty crazy. Hilarious yes. to me how Cody Ceci went like, what, a year and change without scoring a goal, like calendar year, and then he's rattled off five since February 13th. Good for him.
He was brought into the league to be like an offensive guy.
He was an offensive guy. Yeah, I remember.
9th overall pick.
The majority of players are brought into the league to be offense players.
We almost traded Taylor Hall for him.
They just have to learn if they're actually not offensive when they get there, they have to learn how to
change their game. We call that the Cogliano conundrum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was a goal scorer, Liam. Then they came in. He was just like, you're Todd Marchant now.
Cogliano?
Yeah.
We were actually talking about Cogliano with Jason Demers a few weeks ago on Oilers Nation Every Day because we were talking about when Holloway came up. What did he come up for? Prior to the Vegas game? Was that the one he came up for?
Yep.
So when he came up, we were talking about like how different of a role it is for him coming from Bakersfield where it's like he's the guy. He's going to play 20 minutes, mm-hmm. maybe 23 minutes, whatever it may be. First unit power play, all that stuff. And you come to the Oilers, how are you going to make an impact? And Tyler brought up the comparison of a Cogliano, who was a first round pick, right?
Yep.
20 something,
yeah.
Yeah. Comes into the league, is like, this supposed to be this big offensive guy. And he's like, you basically have to change your entire game to survive. And now, did you just play his 1,000th game last year or something?
Yeah. Probably. Cogliano didn't really change his game though till after he left Edmonton.
Yes.
Which
it was like,
which was like 7-8 years into his career. So it's not really
about that.
Pardon?
I don't think he was that.
He was here for four, actually.
Was it only four?
It's amazing. He was only here for that long.
Why is he only here for four?
Yeah.
Do you know what they traded for?
Spent the longest time in Anaheim.
Yeah. We let him walk?
No, we traded him.
Four?
2 second round picks.
The trade was traded from Edmonton to Anaheim Ducks for a second round pick in 2013, which turned into Marco Roy.
Oh, but you know what else happened with him?
What else happened with him?
He was involved in the trade from Anaheim to Dallas, which had Devin Shore in it.
That is.
Which ultimately led to Devin Shore becoming an Edmonton Oiler.
I heard you have
that trade tree tattooed on your arm somewhere.
Yes.
Tattooed on my bum.
According to Hockey DB, that trade was a 1-for-1.
Well, that makes sense. They're very equal players. Both second round. Well, same draft? No. Devin Shore would have been a young buck at that time. Only a second year. He was
still full of hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I don't know you yet.
Cogliano would have the Iron Man game streak if it wasn't for that healthy scratch he received.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So I found out this little trick on HockeyDB recently that if you go to, like, when you go to a player's profile and it says, like, where they were drafted and stuff like that, you can click on a number of where they were drafted. So, like, for example, Devin Shaw was a 61st overall pick. Do you guys know you could do this?
Uh huh.
Keep going.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
I did not know this. So then you can click in it and it tells you all the players that were drafted with that pick.
Liam, did you know if you go to dailyfaceoff.com and you click the goalie mask in the top right-hand corner?
Shows me starting goalies?
Yes.
Oh, did I you know didn't that? Know I could do this.
It shows you everyone has picked 61st overall.
Yes. 61st overall ever. Okay. So there has been three players who have played 1,000 or more games in the NHL picked with the 61st overall pick. Wayne Simmons.
Right.
Alex Golikowski.
Mm-hmm.
Goffsky?
Goffsky.
And Craig Ludwig.
Craig Ludwig.
Jeez Louise, that was a mouthful.
I fucking hate Craig Ludwig.
Dallas Stars legend.
He still annoys me from those old Stars days.
Did you know that he would take his shin pads and how they round around your legs? He would melt them and then flare them out so you got a wider, so you'd have like wider shin pads.
He was making goalie pads.
He kind of was.
Bullshit.
The Oilers have never had a player that they've drafted with the 61st overall pick play a game in the NHL, and they've had three guys. Most recent one was Ryan Martindale.
Oof.
Big
I'm going to go ahead and say that the Oilers, outside of drafting top 10, not all that great over the last handful of years.
However, Ryan Martindale still has a big ripple effect on the Edmonton Oilers franchise.
How so?
The 62nd overall pick... Greg the Egg McKegg,
mm-hmm. current Oiler,
was traded for Zach Hyman to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, what a bad trade. Holy cow.
The best part about it,
now we got both
Florida
of them.
Had to throw in a conditional pick to get rid of Hyman and get the egg.
Holy cow.
There you go. That's how Zach Hyman became an
Oiler. What was the conditional?
And there's Liam's left butt cheek trade.
It never became a pick. It just said, Florida, to Florida for Zach Hyman. in a conditional pick in 2017 and then whatever they did with that pick. Arguably, probably nothing.
Maybe the conditions didn't get met.
Toronto's like, yeah, don't worry about it, guys. We're good.
Maybe the conditions didn't get met. You're right.
What a horrible trade by Florida, by the way.
Terrible. I mean,
you don't know at the time, but like
Florida's had some pretty bad trades over the years.
As bad as allowing a guy like him to walk away for free?
Arguably.
Here's my last hockey DB thing.
Go ahead.
Zach Hyman, the 123rd overall pick. So Craig Conroy has the most goals and the most games played by 123rd overall pick with 182 goals. Zach Hyman needs 33 to pass him. And the all-time 100.
I say he does it.
Pick scoring leader. I think you might be able to.
You know what? I'm a dad.
Really going out on a limb with me, Bagmo.
500th game last night for Hyman.
How many games did Craig Conroy have?
1,009.
What a bum.
He doesn't matter.
And he's only 30 goals back of him. Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next GM of the Calgary Flames.
Zach Hyman. He's going to borrow some money from his parents, buy the Flames, and close the franchise down.
Thank you. That is the only way you can own a franchise.
You know, I'm just putting that out there. Just like I'd also put it out there that I don't plan on cooking this week at all. Not once. I'm going to do nothing but DoorDash my food in. Everything I consume will be brought to you by DoorDash. And for a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That is 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and use the promo code NATION25. Don't forget, promo code NATION25 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. This is where we pick who delivered. Liam, you're looking at HockeyDB. You're studying the numbers. You are in the matrix. Who delivered for you over the last handful of days since we last recorded a podcast?
So it would have been Friday. So we have Arizona.
Vancouver.
Vancouver didn't count. Do you know, actually, he didn't play last night, but I thought Evander Kane had a pretty good game against Vancouver.
Obviously, I agree.
Got the goal, played physical, like was engaged in the game. So I liked what we saw from him. And I know people were kind of speculating last night because he didn't play, but it's like you don't play a guy for 20 minutes who scores the only goal of the game and then healthy scratch him.
No,
I think yesterday was a legit maintenance day for Evander Kane.
Like the playoffs start on Monday.
Exactly. Like, not only 97 and 29 need to rest. Some other guys need to rest too, by the way.
Exactly.
And especially like given the way he plays too. Come on.
Yes.
Use your head.
Yeah.
Nation Dan, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm going to give it to a guy that, again, I think I've only mentioned his name once in this segment, otherwise this season, is Warren Fogle. You know, comes in and just absolutely trounced the Sharks himself, seemingly playing in his contract year, you know, some time to show some stuff here into the playoffs, heading into the playoffs. Warren Fogle gets my delivery of the game.
I wrote about Warren Fogle in my post-game article, and I've decided, at least my heart has, I'm going to miss him next year when he prices himself out of Edmonton.
Don't guarantee yourself that.
I'm not guaranteeing. But when you see a guy that's scoring 19 goals, contract years.
Where are you going to go? You want to win? You want to make some money?
Well, that's the question. But at some point, like chasing the bag is a thing you kind of think about.
And at some point,
what's he make right now?
275.
Oh, that's the most he's ever made?
Indeed.
Yeah.
At some point, the Edmonton Oilers have to stop paying these people for multiple years as well and start just giving them, dangling those contract year contracts in front of them.
You don't want to lock down a player who scored 20 goals like that?
Nope.
Why, do you think they grow on trees?
Nope. But I think that you need to start thinking as an organization to start pivoting around those contracts, those big albatross contracts that are coming. I just think that we need less of Warren Fogle's on 2 and 3 year contracts and more contract year guys that then can go out and chase the bag.
How do you sign your big guys to contracts if they know that everyone around them are only on 1 year contracts?
Some of them are going to want to come back. Some of them are going to see the value in coming back for another show me contract. But I'm sick and tired of handing out contracts to guys just because they put up 20 goals on this franchise when, you know,
you make it sound like it's so easy though.
No, I don't, but
just because they had enough 20 goals.
Yes. because they go out and they score 20 goals. And
that's a good thing.
What has Warren Fogle done for this team when he wasn't in his contract?
He's been busting his ass all year.
This year in his contract year.
He's busting his ass all the time. He's a streaky scorer though.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody who's not in the top line is.
Yeah. And that's why you're okay with that on 1 year contracts. Cause I want streaky guys to be on my 1 year contract.
I don't think those guys want to, I don't see guys like that are going to want to sign 1 year contracts.
Oh, then that's fine. They don't want to be an Edmonton Oiler and be a part of the mix that we've created here. Then that's fine. But what they've done for Warren Fogle this season and what Warren Fogle has done for himself yet next year is exactly what Bag Milk is talking about. Wish him well as he goes and secures the bag for somebody else.
That's crazy. I want him to stay here.
I want him to stay too. I just don't know if the Oilers will be able to afford him.
You're going to move on from a guy like Kulak, a guy like CeCe, most likely a guy like Kane. You're going to try and get out of, say, Soup's money. There's also $5 million more coming in under the salary cap with just it going up, I believe, somewhere around there. I believe a guy like Warren Fogle, if you do things properly, you can find spot for a guy like Warren Fogle.
Where is Kane going?
You'll try and move on from, I think, this year.
Doesn't he have a no move?
It becomes like
wouldn't be the first guy to get moved. Guys, no.
Yeah, I guess. I don't see anybody taking that on for this franchise. Myself,
they're not going to do the Edmonton Oilers any favors. Everyone thought he was going to go to Florida or Tampa Bay to begin with.
Who thought that?
Washington was the team.
Yeah, everyone like with Washington can handle him because they've got the. The veterans or whatever that room can handle them. And then Florida and Tampa Bay were also in that conversation because they were going to be able to handle them and the Oilers weren't going to be able to handle them. I think a guy like Kane, you see, is kind of like a guy like Tortorella where, you know, he's got two years, probably get him in. He can do his things and then maybe his time is up and he move on. And I think what's he got left? Do you have 2 years or 1 year after this?
Kane?
Yeah.
Three.
He has 3 years left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get out of that.
It's going to be interesting to see what that would look like. You're not getting much back or a grenade coming back at you, probably.
Or if you're paying
you get a grenade for
we think that a lot of times, though, I think we see a lot of trades go out there that happen that were a lot more like, that guy's not movable, and then a trade happens, and they're like, whoa, wow.
Sorry, it's 2 years left.
Yeah, that's okay. I was going to say three is silly. Yes.
Yeah.
So no,
I think that's totally movable.
So yes, that's completely movable.
People like to complain a lot about Evander Kane. I don't necessarily get it all the time. He's streaky, but he still has got 24 goals this year, whatever it is.
And that's going 21 games without a goal.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's value out there for a guy like that.
I think I would bring back Fogle for the reason of there's not a lot.
He fits in.
Well, you know, you've got
a good third line winger.
There's not a lot of other guys out there. Right now, he's probably the second best right winger on the market. The other one is Jake DeBrusk. Is he a left winger?
He's a lefty.
He's a lefty, but he plays.
So is Jake, though.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Sorry,
Warren Fogle plays left wing a lot more.
Yeah,
he can put him on the right, but I think he's more naturally on the left side.
I don't know. It's just something the market favors the Oilers to like get rid of him, which might also help you get him a little bit cheaper.
And that's one of those things where you'd rather. It's one of those things where you'd rather. Deal with the devil, you know, or whatever the hell that saying is. You know what you have in a Fogle. You don't know what you have in Joe Blow out there who you might just pencil in there instead of it. I'd rather go with this than.
And also, you could just go 2 years and don't put a no movement clause on him.
Yeah.
And then you can
ship
him out a little bit easier.
I just like to see him get
what do you think that Warren Fogle resides for?
Five at the most, I would say. Two or 3 years.
I'd say 800 grand, 3.5 to 4 is my guess.
And an 800 grand raise to 800 to 1.5 raise is fine.
I think, I guess this is my prediction would be if he signs in Edmonton, it'll be 3.5. If he signs elsewhere, it'll be 4.
That's what I mean.
And let's not forget, he's very comfortable with a certain group here, as well as the big end players are like him as well. And we saw that with a guy like Janmark that a lot of people didn't want to bring him back.
Tyler.
But Connor wanted him brought back. Leon wanted him brought back. The nucleus wanted him brought back for reasons. And I think that's what you'll see when the guy like Fogle.
Tyler.
And he's an Ariata. Former Ariata.
There you go.
So I mean, we gotta collect them all. Taylor.
Actual Radish, otter though?
Yeah, I believe the first ginger otter.
Literal otter. Mm-hmm. Warren Fogle. I would love to have him. I could see him based on the year he just had being like, I wouldn't go land in Columbus for $4 million a year.
Why?
$4 million a year.
Columbus. Have you not heard of Johnny Gaudreau? How's that working for him?
I haven't heard his name for
exactly
years.
I'm with you, but sometimes that money will, I mean, Anson Carter did it, right? Why he should have stayed in
Anson Carter and going to
You should have stayed in Vancouver. The Sedin twins ended up chasing the bag in Columbus. He got it. Didn't score shit after.
Yeah, but he was playing with the Sedins and like all of a sudden thought he... I'd like to see what his salary was with Vancouver to what he chased.
It tripled.
Yeah, we're talking a triple in a contract, not 800 grand.
Might have been double. Either way, it was
yeah, it was not. It's much bigger than going from 275 to 3.5.
I just think like,
or even four for that matter.
I don't think it's unreal. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's unreasonable that guys will chase the bag.
I think it is, but I think it's pretty easy to see those people from a distance.
Especially if the sentiment is that DeBrusque and Fogel are the best wingers options.
You could argue Fogel might be better.
That's just assuming that Liam knows what he's talking about.
But even then, like even if that is the mix,
that is an assumption.
If that's the mix of wingers, that is the top end, that ain't great.
Well, Jacob
exactly Voracek at that point, you can't let him walk then because how are you going to replace him? What's that?
Jacob Voracek is a UFA.
He's an older guy though, isn't he?
He's not even playing this shit.
I was like, didn't that guy just retire? Like, wait Silverberg. A minute. That was the other Jacob.
Sorry, I'm completely wrong.
Rick, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm going to go with Adam Henrique.
Man, I love him.
That dude gets placed on Leon's line, scores a goal.
Love him.
Dude gets placed on Connor's line, scores a goal. He's just doing, and he's doing things on the second line. He's doing things on the first line. You can plop him down to the third line. Hell, you can end up putting him on the fourth line as a center role or whatever. He does the job regardless of where he's placed. And he's successful at it.
Talking about a guy I wish the Oilers could afford to bring back, he's one.
Well, again, that's going to be...
Because he is quietly good at so many things. Mm-hmm. The versatility is fantastic.
How much has he made so far in his career?
Career earnings?
Yeah. I want to put a 1B out there for who delivered though, because I think it's pretty impressive to be on a team that lost 9-2 and not to be on the ice for one goal against. So I'm going to give it to Edmonton legend number 10, Klim Kostin.
He was
nine goals against and wasn't out there for one. You gave up nine goals and he wasn't out there for one.
I fell for him last night watching him toil away against shit stomped in San Jose.
Yeah.
The answer to the question, though, Adam Henrique, $48 million career earnings.
Yeah, that's not maybe a bag chase. That guy might be chasing some jewelry at this point.
That point, it is interesting. This is only his second postseason appearance since his rookie year.
That's crazy.
Where he went to the final.
Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah. What was his team?
Jersey. Devils.
By the way, I was very wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
Should we ask further as to where you were wrong?
Which time?
I was wrong with saying what players were available. I'm
whoa.
I worded it incorrectly.
Yeah, that's what he's playing over there.
Wild.
He was within the range of the Oilers could afford somebody. It's like DeBrusque, Fogel,
Perron,
those kind of guys. I mean, to name a couple of the top free agent wingers,
Nekash,
Steven Stamkos. Plays on the wing a little bit.
But he's probably chasing a championship.
Yeah,
he ain't leaving Tampa Bay.
Why the hell would you want to leave Tampa Bay? No taxes. Yeah, a couple of guys.
Wouldn't it be great if he went to Florida?
That would be
fucking awesome.
Where could he even go? Like, I don't see.
You don't leave Tampa. If you're Steven Stamkos, you do not leave Tampa Bay. Hell no.
He did that song and dance. They paraded out the president of Canadian Tire. He's like, not for me.
Exactly. Yeah, he had his feet in the sand the whole time. He's like, they keep talking about me over there? He's like, no, I haven't turned the TV. I've been on the beach the whole damn time.
If he ends up in Florida, that's the only place I want him to go.
Drive across.
Just for the lulls. You know?
How much can they even afford him?
No.
They have 10 million in cap space.
Who?
Tampa next year.
Yeah, I don't think, like, if he stays in Tampa, he's got to take a haircut significantly. But he's got a lot of money, so it depends how bad he wants to stay there.
Yeah, it's amazing that they've been able to keep all these guys. So who'd they lose? Palat and Killorn are like the only ones, I guess. I guess Tyler Johnson.
But Blake Coleman.
Yes.
Wasn't a goal.
The Kickmaster.
It was not a goal.
It wasn't a goal.
He's a kick. He's a cheater. I want to ask you guys something because we've got a couple of games left in the standings. The first round opponent at this point is still fluid. For the Edmonton Oilers.
Right now, it's probably leaning more Vegas.
It's leaning Vegas right now. So this is what we've
fucking
got.
LA.
Currently.
Unbelievable.
The Oilers would be facing LA today. However, LA's only got one game left. They play the Chicago Blackhawks. We're going to assume that's a win. That's going to take them to 99 points. Vegas has two games left, one also against Chicago, the other against Anaheim. Chances are Vegas is going to win both of those. Probably.
Well,
maybe.
But to be fair, I thought Los Angeles would beat Minnesota handily, and they lost 3-0 to them last night.
I thought we were going
to
beat Arizona handily.
I also thought I bet on beating Arizona handily.
So
me too.
So I mean, there's an indie game Sunday kind of element in there for sure. But who you prefer?
Seems like Los Angeles is ducking us.
I am sitting back on a recliner right now, my feet up, and a nice glass of something cold, and a bottle and a bowl of popcorn. I don't give a shit whether we play Vegas. I don't give a shit if we play the Kings.
I agree.
Give me Nashville.
But who do you prefer?
I haven't come up with any chirps yet, so I have to sit down and like figure out the chirps first.
Mm-hmm. I prefer LA.
Goaltending situation?
I just don't think they have the horses to beat us in seven.
I'd rather. I guess I'm contradicting myself here by actually choosing one now. But,
I'm sitting back and I'm going to choose.
Give me weak spleen Vegas.
That's. I was going to say, if you're going to get Vegas, you get them early. You get them out early before they can figure out a way to play together.
But if you go, they're getting Vegas.
Yes.
I mean, it's an
give me Vegas
point, but it just me like you get Vegas on the other side of that bracket. And then you are on a bracket with Vancouver, Nashville, and LA. That sounds a lot more appetizing to me. But hey, if you beat Vegas in round one, then you've just beat the Stanley Cup champions. And then your momentum should continue on for a few more rounds.
Or do I want Vegas to go to the other side and try and fight those guys? That other side is going to beat the shit out of each other.
I feel for whoever faces Dallas in round one.
Mm-hmm. LA.
Dallas is going to be a good team. They're going to be tough.
You know what? I take it back. I want to see Vegas take on Dallas. I just think that if Vegas can get back to a bit of what they were last year, I think they can go out there and really bruise with the Stars. Obviously, we see what the NHL allowed them to get away with last year with the Axe Murder doing his thing on Leon.
Michael
if
Myers?
He can do some of that shit.
Mike Myers is that movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yeah, yeah. If he can do some of that shit with Dallas, that'd be fun to watch and let the Jets and the Avalanche beat the shit out of each other. Let the two winners of that walk away and try and beat the shit out of each other. And we'll just coast down and take them all on in the Western Final.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm changing my answer. LA or Nashville. Don't give a shit.
I personally think the Oilers can beat whoever they've got lined up in the first round. Preference? Man, selfishly, Vegas.
Yes.
Wink. Goaltending wise, I also really like the idea of going against LA for the third straight year and knocking them out for the third straight time.
Well, no save Dave going to stop us?
Or Cam Talbot.
I think Cam's got a little spot for us. He's going to let one or two by.
I enjoy Cam Talbot as a person.
Used to.
Not anymore.
Used to.
We will let him and we will tip our cap to him breaking Grant Fuhr's single season wins record.
Thanks for the history.
But now go away. I want to
spend time with your family with a nice long summer.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to hear from you, dear listener. If you're listening to this, who would you prefer? Currently, you could make an argument for either team. Probably going to be Vegas, but you can make an argument for either team. Stranger things have happened than, you know, going up against Connor Bedard and he maybe scores a couple and you lose.
Well, remember last year.
All right. I'm trying to listen to you and I just concussed myself. So
his head off. Wasn't it Chicago that knocked out Calgary and Pittsburgh? That ended their playoff chances, right? They won both those games.
No, we lost to them in the bubble hockey.
So you never know. Maybe the Ducks will do us a favor.
Never know. We shall see. I want to hear from you, though. Let us know. Who would you prefer to face? Who would you prefer to face? Dan, get your 3v3 game ready.
Woo!
Going to do a little plug here for Nation Gear. I currently, and I know you can't see me, I'm wearing the new Live Laugh La Bamba hoodie.
But nothing else.
Full Pooh Bear. Only a hoodie. You want to do it too? Nationgear.ca. We're going to have some playoff events up there. We've got fresh threads up there. We've got playoff gear. We've got the just all kinds of stuff. If you have a friend, even in another market, send them to nationgear.ca. We've got clothing for all of our team sites, all of our markets. Go check it out. All kinds of good stuff. Beautify your body leading into the playoffs. I encourage you to do so. You can even, what do you got? What is that hoodie you're wearing over there? Is that the Varsity line?
Varsity collection. Yes.
You can wear one of those. Dan is currently wearing a prototype of the Hockey Fights gear we're working on.
Yeah, that's the hoodie isn't available, but you can get this in a shirt and or hat currently.
Nationgear.ca. Go get after it. Nation Dan, explain the game. What are we doing today on 3v3?
Well, it's everybody's favorite game, Dan's 3v3 game, but today, in honor of the Coyotes and this being the final time ever for another 5 years that we will see an Arizona Coyote in a jersey. So we're going to do a draft of three skaters that have either played for the Oilers or the Coyotes, but that doesn't include the Jets. There's the small caveat there. So you can't include former 1.0 Jets unless they also played for the Coyotes. And the bonus is going to be selecting a now defunct NHL team.
Dead teams.
Yes. So you'll be drafting three Oilers/Coyotes skaters, and the bonus is a defunct NHL team. And I did the list randomizer while we were talking and Bag Milk. You go first, Rick, myself, and Liam. So it actually kind of followed our order today. But Bag Milk, you're first on the board with your pick of either an Oilers/Coyote or a bonus defunct NHL team.
I'm just having a good time looking at some of these names, to be honest. Some of these are fun. Some of these are names that I kind of forgot about. And some of these are names that I would definitely want on my team.
Any of these guys.
Well, just, I forgot that they played in certain areas, man. There's a lot of
Chris Kalanos fan the whole time.
There's a lot of guys who have played for both franchises really. So this is the possibilities are endless, but I'm going to start it off. Dan, you ready?
I am.
Ray Whitney.
That'll help.
Hell of a pick for old team Bag Milk to jump things off. Ray Whitney.
Bag Milk starts us off with Ray Whitney. Rick, you are next on the board with either an Oiler or a Coyote or a defunct NHL team.
Well, I'm going to go back to one of my favorite players from the 90s. He had probably one of the coolest helmet designs out there. We're going with Curtis Cujo Joseph.
Ooh, nice pick.
Thank you.
Very goes nice. Into the net. Rick heading into the net grabs Curtis Joseph. I am going to grab former friend of the show. I guess he's probably still a current friend of the show. Maybe he doesn't hate us yet. George Larocq, former Coyote and Edmonton Oiler, now a part of Dan's fantasy 3v3 team. And Liam, you get to grab two picks, one on the way out and one on the way back into round two.
I will go Mike Smith.
Mike Smith in the nets for Liam.
Goalie?
We don't have to, but
just a good guy, right?
Yeah.
Scored a goal too. Yeah.
Grabbed Mike Smith off the board. You can grab another player or
another goalie,
a defunct NHL team.
I will go Taylor Hall.
A Taylor Hall pick is a good pick. Former
overall pick.
Arizona Coyote.
How long did he play there? Oh, Taylor 35 Hall. Games.
Yeah. Went there to get traded.
What a weird career Taylor Hall has had.
He's had a few of those pickups where he's gone to a team just to get traded. Speaking of getting traded, I'm going to grab one Louis DeBrusque. Louis big DeBrusque man. Off the board. I'm going with the tough angle with my team, as you can see, with Big George and Louis. Rick, to add to Curtis Joseph, what would you like to pick next?
Now, see here,
Well,
you got Rob Klinkhammer staring right at you.
I know, but I'm going to go with someone who is a two-time Oiler, I believe, if I remember correctly. Again, around the time of the late 90s, I believe, although it probably tells me exactly right here, is actually maybe the early 2000s.
Was his father 2000s. A brick?
He was not.
Oh. Owner,
no. But I remember he was a very, very offensive player back in the day, a player that you didn't really think would end up on the Oilers. But we're going with Peter
Derek Brassard,
Nedved. Oh, not the PK specialist. Penalties.
Yeah, I was gonna say PK specialist.
Peter Nedved
yeah. Grabbed off the board. Bagged Milk. Now that you can't take Nedved, who would you like to pick?
Well, so I got Ray Whitney up front. He's gonna score me some goals, right? Mm-hmm. On the back end, I need somebody to keep him out. I need somebody tough. I need somebody I could depend on.
Mike Smith's already been taken.
That man is Igor Ulanov.
Ah, classic.
Love it.
I got a great team building here.
He's a hard-nosed defender for you.
Fucking right he is.
And we're back into the round number three, starting off with Bag Milk.
Oh, shit.
He got so excited about Igor Ulanov.
You know what? I'm going to do it because I'm pulling on the heartstrings. If you're voting for me, vote for me. As I choose my third pick.
If you're voting for me, vote for me. Got it.
Sam Gagner.
Hard to follow, but
Sam Gagner. Welcome home. Team Bag Milk.
Put that on your road.
Tough science. To follow up that slogan of if you're voting for Bag Milk, vote for Bag Milk. Rick, who are you voting for?
Oh boy.
So I'm supposed to avoid the guys who are under the Arizona Coyotes list if they're pre-1996.
If they were a Jet. Yeah, correct? You're correct. Yeah.
We had to just know that.
But
I'm so old no enough, I remember Manfa. Those things.
But some of them do count, like Igor played for both franchises.
Well, that's fair. I mean, the guy I was looking at, the guy I was going to go with, not going with, but going to, because it doesn't fit the bill, was going to be Bobo.
Yep.
However, I really like the car. So we're going to go with the Lamborghini Perlini.
Ah. Need a little positivity in your life.
Yeah. I still think about that just for the post dog. Game thing, you know?
That's fair. Yeah. The post game speech was pretty epic though. Yep. I'm going to go into the net as well. And I'm going to grab the goalie that just knows about the universe and a thing or two about bears. Ilya Brizgalov is going to net tend the net for me with Louis DeBrusque and George Zurok in front of him. So Liam, you got to try and follow that up with your pick of both a defunct NHL team and one more Oiler/Coyote.
Well, the defunct NHL team, I'll go with that one first, because this was the first time I saw a team disappear.
Where'd they go?
They went to Winnipeg. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Thrashers. Great jerseys. A lot of good players come through that.
Still franchise. A great Twitter handle to follow.
Still a really good Twitter handle.
To Not follow. Thrashers, if you're on Twitter still.
With my final pick... And I'm going to take this guy. Actually, it's a tough one.
I really appreciate that.
People don't understand the pressure we put on ourselves to go through this.
We're looking at a list of a bunch of players here. We want to build the best possible team. Like, this isn't easy.
So right now I have, who do I have again?
Who do you have again? Mike you Smith have Mike Hall. Smith and Taylor Hall. Yeah.
Things.
So I need a bit of meat and potatoes, I think is fair to say.
Like a nice stew.
I'm going to go, you know, if we're playing 3v3, I'm going to need some face-offs one here. I'm going to take
the commissioner,
Boyd
right.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Although there's a guy on here and I'm going to say his name because I don't remember him ever playing for them. Drake Caggiula played for the Phoenix or Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
He played as many games for Phoenix as he did for Edmonton.
That makes sense.
And he's still currently he's here for our product right now.
Is he here for more than 2 years?
I don't think so.
He played 27 games for the Oilers.
Yeah, that's all.
Is he not?
Oh, no. Misread it.
This Liam's
wrong. He's wrong today.
The stat checks on Liam have been incredible of himself.
He was actually looking at the plus minus.
Played 156 games for the Oilers, 27 goals.
Now that we've had you derail our game, we're going to get back to it. I'm going to select the defunct franchise of the Quebec Nordiques. We talked about it.
Many men's leagues.
Yes. Yeah. The Quebec Nordiques join Brizgalov, DeBrusque, and LaRocque. Vote if you're going to vote for Dan, vote for Dan. Over to you, Rick, with your final pick of a defunct NHL franchise.
I think the most interesting one I can't pick because I hate, and I use that term not loosely, their current home and their current squad. So. And I don't like them either. We're just going to go to a fun old one and then go to California Golden Seals.
The California Golden Seals with the teal jersey to San Jose.
They became the Cleveland Barons.
Actually, I want to take that answer back because now that I follow this, they became the Barons and the Barons Rockies. Became the North Stars and the North Stars became the Stars. I absolutely despise that. Yeah. I'm going to change. I'm going to the Colorado Rockies because I don't really care about two shits about the Devils.
Okay, Colorado Rockies. That was a long way to get there, but we did it. Bagged Milk with the final pick of the 3v3 game, Oilers and Coyotes, your defunct NHL team.
So I'm going to pick a team here that is no longer with us, RIP. So I'm going to go back to 1930 when the Pittsburgh Pirates folded up shop in the NHL, and it's pretty amazing they turned into a baseball team. So a lot of versatile players on the 1930 Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, okay.
Arguably
Multi-sport athletes. They're basically Bo Jackson before it was Bo Jackson. Yeah, Bo Jackson.
And both franchises have had about as much success as each other.
Do you know what's crazy? Oh, I didn't read the side part.
Man, Liam in the stats.
I really wish
today.
He said that before reading the side part.
But it's like, so obviously this was like the 20s and 30s, but when the Pittsburgh Pirates go to Philadelphia, then they just had 1 year and they were like, we're good.
But no, well, we gave it a shot here, boys.
And then there was the Ottawa Senators, 1917 to 1934. He went to St. Louis to become the Eagles, who were just done after a year. Then I read the reason, and it was multiple. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams here that financial problems during the Great Depression. I've heard of it.
Great Depression took down a few franchises.
He just got outside in the sun more and that depression would have gone away. That totally. Vitamin D.
Yeah, maybe eat a nice banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little water.
Well, the Montreal Wanderers, lack of available players due to World War I and their arena burnt down.
That sounds like an excuse.
Well.
1-5 record. Franchise.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's too bad.
You wouldn't have heard all of that, dear listener, if it wasn't for Dan's 3v3.
Who's on the phone offering me a contract? They're 1-5. No, I'm going to go to the war.
My grandfather got drafted or picked by the Yankees and opted to stay in Winnipeg and be the manager of a bank instead because it was going to be a long train ride and a long summer of playing baseball. Yeah,
back in those days, though, Yankees, their jerseys were all itchy and shit. Nobody wanted to wear those wool things, you know?
True. Mm. They never became anything anyway.
No.
Not really.
Mm. You know, it's the middle of summer. You're playing baseball with heavy wool clothes on. Nobody wants that.
Gross.
Although the Ottawa Senators back in 1917 have the best win percentage by a defunct team ever.
Weren't they the Silver Sevens?
No, it says the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, I thought that was the Silver Sevens.
I don't know, Dan.
Because the Senators, I think they claim that history as their own now.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
I find that weird because, like, the Jets, who are the Thrashers, still claim Jets history. Even though they're now the Coyotes, who are now the Salt Lake City.
That's the thing.
Like, but they don't talk about the 1.0 Jets in Winnipeg. They talk about the 1.0 Thrashers. What? Like they don't acknowledge
Dale Hawerchuk and shit. Like they don't.
Well, but they don't acknowledge like the teams because that's not their history. Their history is the Thrashers. And like we got to.
I want to see no more Dale Hawerchuk.
The first year that I was hired here, the Jets reached out and asked for us to come, and we were like,
"You want to hit the road with Art again?"
Yeah, exactly. Bag Milk was like, "Got a job for you, Dan. You're gonna go for 13 hours and drive the guy that manages Jets Nation for us because he doesn't drive himself. Drive him to Winnipeg." But we got taken into like this alumni room, and they explained it to us that yeah, they don't touch the 1.0 history because of the Arizona Coyotes' rich history, which is working out well for them.
I just love that the team moved back there. They call it the Jets again. They're just like, nah, what are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Should have called them the Blue Bombers.
I think about that sometimes.
How just often? Like,
well, like every now and then.
Is this your Roman Empire? How often do you think of defunct like NHL franchises?
The Atlanta Thrashers, the history of the Thrashers. And like I said, they had a lot of good players go through there. Like Evander Kane was drafted, but was an Atlanta
Ray Thrasher. Ferraro.
Marian Hossa.
Dustin Byfuglien.
Ilya Kovalchuk.
Wasn't Darcy Tucker one?
Like, I thought we were talking good players.
Tons of guys, and he's just like completely glossed over that they were ever part of NHL history. It's weird. It's really weird.
Well, but not like they're not glossed over as a part of NHL history. It's just that nobody carries on those highlights because the franchise is defunct. And the Jets also stay away from that completely.
Yeah.
Like they don't touch it. Like their franchise doesn't talk about it openly on social media.
It took Carolina a long time to recognize it with a heart for the Wheelers. And now that they do that, people are pissed.
People get frustrated with it.
And there's another thing too, isn't it? Doesn't Dougie Hamilton wear a retired number by Hartford? There was someone who's on Carolina now whose number was retired by Hartford and they didn't bring it to Carolina. It might've been a recent thing. Cause I'm sure it was one of those, like, it might've been Jack Edwards who really made a big deal out of it last year. Mm. And he was saying how ridiculous it was. And I kind of agree with him. Like, you can't just erase that.
So just a quick Google here. Gordie Howe's number 9 has remained retired by the team since he hung up the skates in 1990. I don't know this guy's first name.
Dougie wears 9?
Gordie Howe?
No, Dougie? Hamilton wears 9? No,
I got 2 more here.
Oh.
I don't know the first guy's name. Something McKenzie and Rick McKenzie's number 19 and Rick Lay's number 2 were put back into use when the team moved to Carolina. Mm. So those are 2 numbers.
It was Rick Lay. That's the one new.
That's the one.
Yeah. I can't remember who did it. I think it's kind of crazy. I think
that's so. Whoever wears number 2, you rascals.
But it's not like those aren't. I guess like it would be different if it was him wearing number 9.
He was a captain for 6 years, so that I can understand why Whalers fans are upset about that.
I guess, like for me, it's that doesn't mean anything to anybody in Carolina. it would be different again if it was Gordie Howe's number that he was taking, but it's like, it's just some dude. Like, it would be like if the Oilers went to Houston and don't we were like, that. Don't use number three because Al Hamilton was our first captain and we retired his number. It's a different conversation.
I'll fight all of them for this.
As soon as he's done at the Mascot Hall of Fame, that's exactly where he's going.
We still got to get down.
Did you know that there's a meme Hall of Fame in China I just read about?
Well,
that's the next goal.
Reach out to that one next.
Yeah.
See if we can get into the meme Hall of Fame in China.
We are going to take a real quick break, and then when we come back, it is time for Waz's signature segment. Can you clear that up for me?
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Joining us now on the program, Matthew Wozniak.
Not on your camera, though.
He's not on camera.
You can see his leg. Foot. And you can see Bag Milk's foot.
All five of us are on there. Foot. Unless Woz puts his head on Liam's shoulder.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Put your head on
you just interrupted my conversation I was having with our marketing lady.
What are we talking about?
What conversation are you guys having?
Sorry, I should have waited.
Does she have a name?
Just talking about content in the playoffs.
And what did Maddie need from you?
Not much. We're just chatting.
Take people behind the scenes, Woz.
Yeah. We're on a convo.
Potentially go on the streets and interview people before and after games.
To the streets.
To the streets.
Woz, just any street.
I suggest you stick
to the... I mean, I don't know if we'll go that far.
You're going to start at First Street and
stay on the sidewalks. Yep. That does not sound safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw some...
good Lord.
Violent activity outside the arena last night, but that's all I'll say.
This arena?
The Rogers Place.
What happened? Where were you?
I was just... I was just calling an Uber, and the next thing you know...
You were calling an Uber?
Yes, and I saw a few fists flying.
Just is that how Uber
did you participate?
Work?
No, I was just I'm gonna wait a minute here before I cross the road.
Was it you a asked them to wait to fight until after you?
No, I was inside and I was watching from a distance, you know.
So like, you didn't try and stop it?
No, I didn't stop it.
Hang up the call to Uber?
Yes, I canceled my Uber. And I'm like, hold on a minute. There is a fight breaking out. Please give me a moment.
Safety for everybody involved. Woz is a good Samaritan.
Yes. Thank you for clearing that up for us, Woz.
Yes.
If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company right here in Alberta and one that can do it all, you count on DuraGuard Fence Limited. For 37 years, they've been offering a manufacturing, installing, and repair service as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself options. Woz, looking to build a fence? DuraGuard Fence Limited has got the most highly trained and experienced fence installers operating the most modern fleet of equipment here in Alberta. DuraGuard Fence is your one-stop shop and has been for over 37 years. Woz? Over to you.
All right. My first clear me up for me is, are we underestimating the LA Kings? In a sense, they also have a lot of motivation to defeat the Oilers, like Vegas for us. They want to slay the dragon that is the Oilers. Should we be worried about that?
They just took a knee against the Minnesota Wild. They're scared of us.
Oh.
Yeah, Kings are ducking. Because we're probably going to get Vegas now.
What was the score in the
3-0?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I hear what you're saying, Waz, and understandable that the LA Kings would have a big target painted on the Edmonton Oilers because we're the team that's eliminated them the last 2 years running. But no, the Los Angeles Kings don't give me any fear. The only team in the West that even gives my stomach a slight bit of upset is the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, no, I so you, sorry, what are you saying again? Do the Oilers...
Like, are we underestimating the LA Kings?
Say the Oilers fake us off against the Kings. Are we just taking them too lightly?
Yeah, I think we are, because we, it seems like a lot of us think we're just going to walk all over them. They have taken us to six games
and seven.
Seven the year before, yeah. So I don't think... I just don't think they have enough players to beat us if we were to face them. I think they would give us a series again because they're good, but I'd take Stuart Skinner over Redditch or Talbot any day of the week. Mm.
Us in this room, maybe, but that really doesn't matter because we're not playing. Those guys in the ice are not. That won't be an issue.
I don't, even if so, if the Oilers did match up against the Kings, I don't think they would take them lightly at all. I think fans are probably more confident than they should, but like Rick said, there's a job to be done. The Oilers are going to handle it.
All right, thank you. For the next one here is, how come for some teams, the regular season success cannot translate to the playoffs? For example, last year, the Oilers ended the season hot, but they cooled off in the playoffs.
Well, why'd like you use that example instead of the one when Tampa Bay got swept by Colorado, the Boston Columbus?
Well, you could also bring up the 2022 Flames, right?
Never heard of them.
Flames, yeah.
Bruins last year.
I think that the prime candidate for that this year is going to be the Canucks because they kind of skated through the season without any adversity. They're going into the playoffs kind of like everything's rosy.
There's different.
I think
there's a different level of hockey being played in the playoffs. The intensity goes up. The game is different. Guys are always more physical. It's just a different, higher test version of hockey in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I think it may be. It's hard to get yourself out of a funk as well in the playoffs.
There's no time for those
players, right? Like
no time
like
for
last
that.
Year, we saw Nuge, Hyman and Kane not do anything in against Vegas specifically. I mean, they didn't have enough time to get out of it in the regular season. Like if you go in a funk, like Kane did, he's still going to, it's going to be fine. Cause it's like 30 games left. You might only have two games left, for example. So I think it's just more difficult to get back into the rhythm of the game. If you're out of it.
Funny how he uses that example as getting out of a funk and not the one that he thought that was never going to be able to get out of a funk in Connor Brown.
Mm. Oh. Well, Connor Brown had 82 games to figure it out. It took him like 60. But you look at like, I guess a positive one, which isn't positive for Edmonton, is Jonathan Marchessault didn't score a goal until the second game against the Oilers in that round. That's in that series. Point. And then won the Conn Smythe. Like you just get, you get hot and go.
Huh, interesting.
But if you're cold, you're ice.
Yeah.
On the ice.
You also think like teams start to have a better understanding of each other over like a 7-game series.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course. From each other.
Well, and I think that's where the additions this season give the Oilers different looks and more versatility than they ever have before. And the ability to slide in and out guys from your bottom six into your top six. It's you're going to be able to give these teams different looks than we have in the past where it's just defaulted to McDavid and Draisaitl.
Last one I got up here, Dan, I think you touch on this on Owen every day. I understand there's different factors at play, but how come the NHL never wants to expand into Canada or move a franchise to Quebec, for example? I know money's a big thing, but just why are there any, like, I just kind of want to know more about this.
Isn't it population?
There's population is a big part of it. Like, and all corporate sponsorship, like yes. That's a big problem with Quebec is they just don't have the big companies around that are going to want to scoop a bunch of this up.
CDN. USD.
That is also a thing.
Also, you have to get...
Because everything in the NHL is paid in US dollars, right? So like that is a big part of it.
And I don't know if this is true or not. I know I'm fairly certain it is when it comes to like the Hamilton area, but Montreal has to sign off on it. Like there's like... you can't have two teams in too close of an area or something like that because I know that's kind of been the talk about Ontario before.
I think another thing too, where would you go?
Quebec.
Like Quebec City is... The only one
out there.
Like you look at the US and we talk about like, okay, so Phoenix is going to lose that. Salt Lake City, Houston, Kansas. There's so many.
They're talking about going back to Atlanta. Just monster cities.
Oh yeah. These like they have insane populations, right?
And like I think these teams would be very well supported if they came by the fans. But like you said, like the problem is like, imagine if you put a team in Saskatoon or Regina or something.
Like there'd be watermelon helmets everywhere.
It would be great. It'd be a great fan base, but nobody would sponsor the team and they wouldn't survive. And they'd be the Montreal Wanderers before we know it.
Interesting.
Okay. They'd have to learn how to play baseball and join Major League Baseball.
Well, like thank the Pirates for clearing that up for me.
You're welcome, Waz.
I hope you learned something today, Waz. I hope you learned
Enjoy
something.
Enjoy your conversation. See his...
she's gone now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully you can find her.
See, he picked his feet up and didn't shock himself.
Mm-hmm. I never noticed.
We taught Liam something about physics today.
Crazy.
And static electricity.
Yep.
So have you guys noticed that about me just in general?
Well, you like...
Wait, what?
Perhaps if we started shaking hands every time we greet, I would notice that I get shocked by you every time, but like I always bow at everybody, which is custom.
So I don't think the listeners know what we're talking about.
So every time I touch the door, we did that.
Yeah. Just I was just trying to bring everybody up to speed there. Yeah.
So it's only this door. Whenever I touch the studio door, I shock myself.
He's referring to the door handle, by the way.
And when I went up to the door to go and get Waz, and when I rudely interrupted his conversation, apparently, I touched the door and just before I did, I was like, ready for me to get sparked? And then I got shocked.
Yep.
And everyone, ha 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 ha. And now here we are.
But then we learned that you drag your feet everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. That explains why my...
The soles of your shoes wear down quickly?
I think the issue was you stared at the eclipse too long.
Oh, actually, could
and you got a superpower.
I wasn't wearing shoes before?
Could be.
That's kind of crazy.
Especially if you're a foot dragger.
Dude.
Yeah. You know what I... Do you have carpet in your house?
Do I have what?
Carpet.
Just in the basement.
I want you to pop some wool socks on. You go rip around your basement, drag your feet around. You can zap anybody you want, my friend.
It's true. Walk up to any light fixture after it and just touch it. You'll see the power coming from you.
You will be Magneto.
A big electric shock. Actually, it gives you a little bit of a sting.
It does.
Like, I don't know how
it'll people wake you
survive
up.
That. An electric shock or a lightning strike.
Some chairs do ensure that people do not survive.
There's a video out there, Liam, if you want to see something crazy with electricity, there's a dude that got struck by lightning 3 times in a row.
Whoa.
He's just like walking along the road and the lightning strikes him. And then he's like, whoa, gets back up again. And then lightning strikes him. And then he walks away a little bit further and lightning strikes him and he survived.
Man, what did that guy do? That guy, he did some shit.
Right before that, he promised something. May God strike me down. He's like, yo, chill. I said just once.
That guy's got skeletons and they're going to come out at some point. Before we wrap up the podcast, just a couple more things that I want to talk about. Did you just hit your head again?
Yeah. Don't ask him any more questions today.
Oh God.
Dan's used to sitting on the end. He's not used to being by the TV.
I don't feel well.
Can we get some like
my right eye started twitching randomly after the last one? When I was looking at Liam, my right eye like closed on its own.
We're gonna wrap the corners just like you're just like they do for toddlers.
Oh my. What?
What are you looking at?
Is that at your work?
Yeah, so I was plugging something. This is a long time ago. This is still a shaved head.
Oh my goodness.
I was plugging something in.
We'll put this on our socials.
Shocked.
That's incredible.
You got zapped on camera?
Yeah, everything's on like the security camera.
You can see
this was on the security camera.
The lightning strike and everything.
Oh, wow.
So it didn't hurt that much. It scared me. And my fingers went black. I think like two or three fingers went black.
Oh my goodness. I think the final thoughts here are electricity can be scary sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the case of static electricity, all kinds of fun. But the things I want to talk to you on before we wrap up the podcast, two things. Evan Bouchard last night, couple of points for the man, became the first Oilers defenseman since Paul Coffey in 1986 to hit 80 points in a single season. Shout out to Dad.
That's incredible.
Shout out to Dad at $3.9 million because he is a steal. Enjoy it while you can, friends.
I was driving beside him today.
What kind of whips do you have?
Audi.
Does he?
Yeah, like an SUV thingy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to Gregor broke a little news. Expect Philip Broberg to join the Oilers for the final two games of the season against Arizona and Colorado.
Good. Fair. I was actually listening to Grant Fuhr on the big program.
The big program.
And Grant Fuhr, I think he's the goalie coach for Coachella Valley, whatever he is, he's involved in that organization.
There's a goalie portion at Coachella?
Yeah, and he runs it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So,
I wonder how wild part of the concert.
Who hangs out over there?
I wonder
there.
What stage that's on.
I don't know. he was saying when Coachella played Bakersfield last time out that Broberg was the best player on Bakersfield. He also said that Brad Malone was good. Yes. I would hope so.
Yes.
Olivier Rodrigo, as he said on the show, the big program, sorry.
Loves that song.
And Carlos Savoy was the other one.
That's encouraging.
So yeah. When you look at that team, I think there's only a couple guys that I have I'd put in the category of maybe or hopefully end up in this team. Olivier's one. Then I'm looking at, I think Nemo's fallen off the, he's moved down a bit, I think. Broberg there. And then we have Warner and maybe Kemp, but that's, I think he's kind of going the way of Nemo.
The Russian kid that was on fire for a while, Matt, Petrov.
Yeah, well, then you go, look at a guy like Petrov, Tulio, Savoy, Holloway's up here already. There Brad might be Malone. A fourth one, huh?
Brad Malone.
No, I think.
Come up to the NHL?
That have even a potential. Whisper of a career ahead of them.
Yeah, those guys I agree with. I think Savoy.
Did I say Lavoie? Could. I meant Lavoie too.
Savoy could. I think the problem with him is he's
size and skates.
A lot of injuries too. Yeah. So it's been hard for him to find a rhythm. So yeah, who did you say? Lavoie, Broberg.
So no, it's Broberg's up already, so he doesn't count.
Oh,
Holloway's up, he doesn't count. So I'm looking at Borgo, I think, is kind of going the way of Nemo. I'm looking at the goalie and Olivier. I'm looking at Warner. And then up, looking at Tulio, Carter, Lavoie, and Petrov.
Hamblin?
Not as an order.
Jaden Grubbe as a window as well, I would say. And then also the gentleman who...
Snaps.
Just retired and came back. What was his?
Noah Philp.
His brother.
Yeah, Philp. That'll be an interesting one too. Yeah, that's fair.
I think he'll need time in the American League, but
a full season down there. He was on my.
He might not need a full. He might need like half a year to come up because he was. People were saying he had a pretty good shot making the team this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but.
Yeah. Paul, do you think it's going to take him a full year to get back up to speed? Probably.
No.
No,
not if he's that good. Then he gets
doing right. Like if he's been skating and stuff, like it's fine. Like maybe I'll be able to get back into the rhythm of things. I think if you give him
a full off season,
All-Star break up to the All-Star break. So it was like 6 weeks ago they announced he's going to come back and everything.
Sure.
So I would assume that's, let's say he starts his game from then. It's a long.
I'd assume he's been skating the majority of this calendar at the very least.
I would assume that too.
Like I know he left for personal reasons, stuff like that, but I think none of it really had to do with hockey. And I think when hockey's not really the reason why you're leaving, you're not really leaving hockey then. So then in your spare time, you're still out there doing things.
Yeah, that's fair. Do we have anything else or do you mind if I give a shout out?
Feel free.
So the University of Denver won the NCAA title this past Saturday.
This is correct.
Former Sherwood Park Crusader, Cale Ashcroft, was on the team. A local boy from St. Albert. He didn't play in the game. He's just a
Did you scout him?
I was just on the media team when I was there, but Cale was great. He was always the one that would come out and volunteer with us all the time. First guy up, just a really good person. So congratulations to him. There's a lot of Albertans on that
team. That's neat.
Too. Matthew Davis, who is the goalie. I'm sure you guys all saw that save. Spruce Grove Saint. So credit to him. Freddie Halleck, too, the other goalie, played for Camrose. And there was a couple of the guys who played in Alberta. So congratulations to them.
Also, congratulations to you, Liam, for winning our nation staff masters pool.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold the applause, please.
I thought
it was quite a run, I thought.
When Liam asked to be given a shout out, I thought we were going to get into curling talk again.
Oh, that was crazy.
I was pretty excited. Are you
a curling fan?
Don't care.
This is a huge story. It's huge. It's one of the best teams in the world, if not the.
Inspire me to get into it.
this isn't going to do it for you. But
you have spoken to them on Real Life before.
One of the best teams in the world.
Okay.
Team Botcher.
Yeah, they just
dropped. Rick knows how to speak bag milk.
Team Botcher. Brendan Botcher is the skip, therefore the captain or the,
Puck.
That's the way you kind of look at it.
Okay.
They released a press release today that said, and it's funny they worded it this way, but like everybody but him.
Including the coach.
Like, yeah, everybody, like trainers, guys who tie your skates and all that shit. They are leaving him. They are leaving the team.
Are they starting a new team?
Yeah, essentially. So
their Puma to his Adidas.
Yeah. So why they, there's obviously something going on there. Cause yeah. normally you just say, well, this guy's leaving us.
Yeah. Normally it's like an announcement they're by leaving, that person.
Said captain, said leader. We all are leaving. We're all going over here. There's some sort of rift in that team.
Okay. It's like a Formula One switch where like the entire, like Mercedes is like, we're no longer driving you with you, Lewis Hamilton. We're going to put somebody else in that car.
Okay.
Crazy developments. If I have to be honest, it's only been 2 years that this team has been rolling. They have underachieved. They did not win the Brier in either year they were together, finished third both years. Gushu beat them. But they've been on real ice before. Ben Hebert and Mark Kennedy.
I do remember talking to Benny Heaps.
So that was right when that team was brought together. Hmm. So Mark crazy. Kennedy we'll see on the what show? Happens. The landscape of curling is changing, folks. Don't let it pass you by.
Do not.
I'm
curling
in.
Season just ended. So
I'm intrigued.
That's why they make the moves.
Listen, if you had told me it was a turf war, then you would have got me instantly because now I can tie it. It's the Puma to Adidas.
Well,
those were brothers. At one time, they were lovers. Not really. They were brothers. Still are, I guess.
Another layer to arguably is so the Olympics are in 2 years. So typically they would wait a little bit longer to see if the team could get going. Then they would change it probably the end of next season. But to do it this early, I think it's quite interesting.
Shenanigans in the curling Ooh. World, friends.
I think Kui is going to be their skip. I think Kui's team stinks and Kui needs a new 1-2-3.
I'm down
Kennedy
with that.
Kennedy and Heber have already played move. Together before yeah. with him.
Yeah. And I think Nickel should leave Gushu's team, leave him high and dry and come skip this team.
But they can't.
I know, but because, I just think they should.
You can only have one import and Gallant is the import. And
Gallants are always in the way, aren't they?
Yes.
Congratulations. That's why he got here from Halifax. It's true. We're only allowed one import. One import. Actually, Liam, that means you have to go.
Bad news.
And I guess to finish off, they curl out of Chestermere and Kevin Cooey lives in Calgary. Do your own research, folks.
The lines are being tied.
Yep.
The points.
So get ready for that.
A to B to C and back to A again.
Should we bring a third episode of this podcast every week and just do podcast or curling talk the entire time?
We could get Botcher on.
Yeah, let's do it.
His side of the tale.
Dig into
for
the details.
Week one of the playoffs. Brendan Botcher, guest
right,
on
Over the Oilers round one preview. We're gonna talk a little
quickly
curling.
Cover the game. Well, that game was over real quick, and we'll move on to something more important.
Lastly, a couple of score predictions, boys. Let's get him in tomorrow against the Arizona Coyotes. Lehman.
Oh, what was it when we were down there? 5-2. I'll say 5-2 again.
Was it 6-3?
Okay, 6-3. Whatever Nation the dead. Score was when we were there.
Liam stopped paying attention after
against the Coyotes two. Nation Day.
I'm going to say 4-1 Oilers win.
Rick?
5-0.
Wow. 4-2 win for the Oilers in the very last game for the Arizona Coyotes, as Dan said, for the next 5 years or so.
Forever.
On Thursday, we got another one against the Colorado Avalanche. I'm starting it off with a 4-2 win. Rick?
4-1 and we finish first in the division.
Nation Dan.
McKinnon and company win that one 5-2.
Because most of the Oilers aren't playing. Go.
Yes.
I think they might lose that one too.
I think they take most of the Arizona game off. And if there's something to play for on the Colorado game, that's when you'll see them.
The whole season, Liam has predicted the Oilers are going to win every game.
Well, I did say at the start of the year, they'd be 81-1. So
this is the one.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.